Hello, bonjour, and welcome to Local First. I'm Candace Vetter, and today I'm speaking with Barry Finley, who is a local author with 10 books out, and he's in to talk about his newest one, Just Keep Climbing. Hi, Barry. Thanks for coming in.
Oh, thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. It's nice to have people actually in the studio again. Tell us about your newest book, and tell us a little bit about how you got into writing in the first place.
Well, maybe how I got into writing in the first place.
Sure.
First, I climbed Mount Kilimanjaro in 2009 with my son, and we started doing presentations when we came back. We raised some money for the kids of Tanzania when we did the climb, and we started to do presentations to raise a little bit more money and to tell people about the climb. It turned out people were really interested. When we first decided to do the climb, we looked around to see if there were any books that talked about actually climbing the mountain. We couldn't find any, so when we started to do the presentations and there was some interest, we decided maybe we should write a book. So we wrote a book called Kilimanjaro and Beyond, A Life-Changing Journey. I enjoyed the process. I wrote a second book, a travel memoir called I Guess We Missed the Boat, and then started to think about writing thrillers. I'm a big thriller fan. Totally out of my element because my background is in accounting, so accountants aren't supposed to be creative. But I wrote a thriller, and it turned out well, and I just continued writing after that.
That surprises me that you couldn't find books about climbing Kilimanjaro, because that is such a popular climb.
It is. There was nothing that actually took you up the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So I was looking for something that would tell me whether I could do this or not, or whether it was something that, you know, I shouldn't be thinking about at my age at the time. I don't know why. Now there are probably 100 books about the climb. But at that time, there weren't.
So, right, right. Yeah. So was it hard at your age, as you say?
It's the altitude.
Yeah.
It's a hike,
mm-hmm.
and it's a difficult hike, but it's the altitude that's the wild card. And my son actually had a more difficult time than I did. So it's got nothing to do with your physical conditioning or...
It's whether or not you're a person who gets altitude sickness.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
What is the altitude?
It's 19,000 feet.
Oh, that's pretty high.
So it's we actually flew in below the peak.
Okay.
Yeah, it's high enough.
Yeah, yeah. Tell us about your newest book, which is called Just Keep Climbing, Inspirational Stories for Overcoming Challenges and Living Life.
Yeah, it actually originated from the climb. So I wrote five thrillers and two mysteries after I wrote I Guess We Missed the Boat. When we were climbing, we'd been hiking for 12 hours or something, and everybody was exhausted, and we were just putting one foot in front of the other. And my son said, just keep swimming, which was the reference from Finding Dory.
Mm-hmm.
I thought about that for a couple of years, and I realized that that's what we were doing, except we were climbing. So I came up with a motto that's every mountaintop is within reach if you just keep climbing. And that, I posted it. I looked to see if anybody else had said it, because everybody said everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't find it anywhere, so I posted it on my website. And it took off. People started quoting it on coffee cups and on T-shirts and posters, and somebody tattooed it on their arm, and somebody else wants to use it on their wall in their restaurant and so on. So I realized there was something there, but I wanted to write a book, sort of an inspirational book, but I didn't want to write it about me or about the climb, because I'd already done that. So I started thinking about inspirational people. There are people who were inspirational to me. And I posted on my website that I wanted inspirational stories. Nobody came forward. But then I started to think about people who I thought were inspirational, and I contacted them, and they were all quite willing to participate.
So if you contact us, individuals directly, you get a much better response than if you put out just a general call.
Exactly. And I think it's because people think they're not inspirational. They're just doing what they do. And when I asked them, they said, well, I'm not very inspirational, but
that
okay.
is so true.
Yeah.
I know. There's lots of people that are, you look at them and you go, wow, it's inspiring that you did all you do. And they're like, oh, it's nothing.
Exactly. You know? Exactly. So I interviewed 8 people,
mm-hmm.
and every one of them is in the book. The story circulates around their story, and then I kind of weave my own story in among it. So that's how the book came about. It was launched on September 9th, and there was a good crowd for the launch, and it's doing very well so far.
And you're going to be speaking at the Russell Library, right?
I am. I'm looking forward to that. It's Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
Yes, that's this Thursday.
This Thursday, mm-hmm. yeah, 2 days from now.
Yeah, November 2nd.
November 2nd. So I'll be talking about the stories behind the stories.
Mm-hmm.
I often get asked what's the inspiration for the books? Mm-hmm. And there's a story behind every one of my 10 books. So some of them came about because of things that have happened to me, and others are just headlines I picked off the newspaper. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be talking about the stories behind the stories. That's the title of the
talk. Do you not find that you have like endless ideas and not nearly enough time to write them all?
Yeah. When I finish a book, there's usually another story waiting.
Right.
And well, there has been. Mm-hmm. That's the way it's been. So, yeah.
And you're hoping that continues, I guess.
Well, I hope so, yeah. For as long as possible.
Okay. Are you're going to be talking about the people who, or the stories that, the reasons that you were inspired to do all of your books, not just the current book?
That's correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's
okay.
Every one of them. There are interesting stories behind each one. Mm-hmm. So I'll be talking about that. And when I'm doing book signings, that's the question I get asked the most is, what's the inspiration for your books?
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's really a thing.
Yeah. I think it'll be worthwhile telling people.
Yeah. Well, that's great. We don't have a lot of time left. Do you want to add anything before we sign off?
No, I don't think so. I just hope that a number of people come out to the presentation on the 2nd. I look forward to seeing people and always enjoy meeting new readers and old.
Well, there you go. So, and that's at the Russell branch of the Russell Library, just to avoid confusion, because we have two branches. That is on Thursday, November 2nd at 7 o'clock. And you'll be keeping everybody very entertained, I'm sure.
Well, I hope so.
Okay. I'm Candace Vetter, and this is Local First. I've been speaking with Barry Finley about his new book, Just Keep Climbing, that he's going to be talking about it and other books at the Russell Library on Thursday night. This is CJRO Radio, last on the dial, and first for local news.